News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage in association with AIR.
Well, it's not often that the Competition and Consumer Protection Commission warns against specific products. It's particularly not all that often when they warn against the dangers to small babies. That's exactly what they're doing at the minute in respect of sleeping aids for babies. Gráinne Griffin, Director of Communications for the CCPC, is with us. These are pillows ostensibly to help children sleep, but that can actually risk the death of the child.
Yes, these are pillows for babies to use in their cots or when they're sleeping. And ultimately, these are products that simply should not exist. Like, babies do not need pillows. And not only do babies not need pillows, putting a pillow in a cot is actually fundamentally unsafe. Like, the HSE have such clear information on this. You don't put anything soft or squishy or anything like that in a cot with a child. You just put them down in a cot, clear of obstacles, and let them go to sleep. But what we're seeing is that these are being made and they are being marketed to parents.
And these are effectively, they're sort of what, pillows that wrap the child? Is that what it is?
There's all sorts of things. Like, we've taken down over 1,000 listings online and we've seen
1,000 individual products?
1,000 individual products. And the things we have seen, there are pillows with like little cushioned arms on them that are meant to kind of pat the back of your baby. There are pillows, say, like shaped like animals. There are pillows that are extra fluffy. And the thing that they all have in common is that they are being marketed to parents as, this will help your baby sleep better. And I think that's what's so sinister about it, because I think every parent out there will remember just how hard it is in the early days of trying to get a child to sleep, and anything that you can do to help them along, you know, potentially really tempting. And if this is coming up when you're shopping online, you could easily click and buy it. And I suppose it is very much the online shopping world that we're seeing this in. This isn't a high street piece. You know, there's just a world of difference between the types of things that are coming up online, and parents really need to be on their guard.
Now, you mentioned the HSE advice in respect of this. What is the risk of these products?
So the risk of them is it's suffocation, it's overheating, and even, you know, potentially it can be fatal in terms of, like, there are very clear connections between the risk of putting soft materials in a cot with a baby and, you know, the various things that can go wrong. So it really has to be avoided.
So what has the CCPC been doing in respect of this? You've issued takedown notices.
Yeah, we've basically said we're going straight to the platforms on this, and we are instructing the platforms to take down all the listings that relate to these type of products. And so it's over 1,000 so far, and we're continuing to engage with them. And I suppose it is good that we have those powers now. Like, 18 months ago, we couldn't have done that. But now we have the powers to go in and say, take down all of these listings. So, you know, there's a strong regime in place. And I think that the difficulty is when it comes to these big platforms that are, you know, sending in all these products from outside the EU, there is a level of whack-a-mole to it. So we need to go straight to the source and to the platforms.
And what kind of response do you get from the platforms?
Well, so far we've had really, really high rates of compliance. I mean, they have acted quickly, and that's good to see. But I mean, it's still a priority. I mean, babies are the most vulnerable consumers out there. So they're a number one priority for the CCPC. And we will continue to look very closely at all products related to them.
And presumably as well, it is difficult because for parents, some of the things you might buy on a whim. I mean, I actually saw a video of the one that you described, the little machine that sort of pats the child on the back, and you sort of think, oh, that's cute, and you move on. You don't immediately think that could be hugely dangerous.
No, and I think that's the thing. Like, a lot of these things are just being pushed at you as, you know, you're maybe buying something else, you're throwing it into your basket online. It's not very expensive. There's not a lot of thought goes into it. And so it's very easily done. So it's really just to have parents on their guard. When you're shopping online on any of those big platforms, the kind of stuff that's being pushed to you for your newborn baby, don't assume this is some brilliant new innovative thing that nobody ever thought of before. There's probably a very good reason that this is not on sale in your local department store.
And there's a list of names that they tend to be, that the products tend to be sold under: soothing pillow, anti-startle pillow, sleep companion, baby lounger, or, as we were talking about, baby patting pillow. That's what they tend to be called.
All sorts of things. Yeah, baby patting, baby lounger, baby anti-anxiety pillow. Like, it's any kind of form of words that's going to generate a response for you when you search online. Like, they're all just completely made up things. These products should not exist.
Now, what's the story with things like the European certificates of conformity to be sold in the European Union? Does the EU sign off on these at some point?
Yeah, I suppose that's the thing. For decades, like Irish businesses and Ireland and European Union as a whole have been investing in product safety. Like it's, you know, it's 30 years since the CE mark came in. And so we do live in a world where in the main, you can walk into a shop and have a degree of comfort that whatever you pick up is probably suitable and has gone through a very rigorous regime. And what we've seen in recent years, I think, particularly since COVID and shopping online, is that now there's really two worlds out there. There's the world of going into the high street or buying online from a kind of reputable Irish retailer where you can have a degree of comfort that the product's going to be suitable. And then there is buying from outside the EU, and it is a wild west. And while there are strict rules in place and we are actively enforcing them, there are thousands of these companies sending these kind of packages and parcels into Ireland every day. And so you do really need to be on your guard when you're shopping online.
Does that cause ye to despair? Because you described it as whack-a-mole. If every time you take an intervention and you have, as you say, taken thousands thus far, if another one pops up, does it become deeply frustrating?
Well, what's really positive is that there is a coordinated response across Europe. And so the European Commission can lead out on these really big actions where needed. So I think people may have seen in the headlines like a 200 euro million fine that was levied against like Temu there last week, you know, in response to not taking care to make sure that the products that are sold to their consumers are safe. Like that's the kind of hard hitting, big money consequence that you want to see. And like, and we will absolutely follow up then for further compliance enforcement where relevant.
Gráinne, thank you very much. Gráinne Griffin, Director of Consumer, Director of Communications for the CCPC.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.